Good morning, everyone.
很开心可以来到这里和大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm very glad that I can be here to worship with you this morning.
让我们一起来做个祈祷先。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
天父，我们继续来用敬拜、用讲道和用听道来敬拜你。
Lord, today we come to worship you with your message and to praise you.
因为你是创造天地的主。
Because you are the creator of all things.
你是拯救我们的主。
You are the God of salvation.
你是掌管一切的主。
You are the God who is in control.
我们求你的灵运行在我们当中。
May your spirit dwell among us.
让我们有属灵的胃口来渴慕你的话语。
So that we have a spiritual appetite to take partake of your word.
让我们有属灵的眼光。
So that we can have a spiritual eyesight to see your glory.
让我们当中凡是有耳可听的，都可以侧耳倾听你的话语。
Those who have ears, let them hear.
愿你的话语进入我们的心，改变我们，牧养我们。
Let your words enter our hearts to shepherd us.
我这样祈祷是奉耶稣的名。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你今天读这段经文有一种很熟悉的感觉，是因为在之前第四章你已经看过类似的经文。
You read today's passage and it sounds familiar because it's repeated in chapter 4.
同样是在夜晚，同样是在船上，同样是遇上了风浪。
In the same, in that chapter, the similar incident took place, the same night, the same boat, the same type of storm.
不同的是在之前的事件当中，耶稣和门徒在船上。
The difference is that in the previous incidents, Jesus was in the boat with the disciples.
但是在这次的事件，耶稣是行在海面上，行到门徒那里去。
But in this incident, Jesus was walking on the water toward the disciples.
有一些早期的基督教的画家， 很喜欢将教会描述成一只船。
Many painters of the Old Testament will depict a picture of a boat with the disciples in it.
是在风浪上面行走的航行一艘船。
And they are in a ship that is rocking in the sea of a storm.
船上面通常是坐着12门徒。
And the ship normally have the 12 disciples.
我们发觉风浪中的船其实很能够象征教会的。
And we realize that the ship can a lot of times symbolize the church.
比如我们现在活在现今世代， 我们其实是好像黑暗中航行一样。
We as we live in our current age, it's like we're living in a dark sea.
是充满风浪。 充满危险，充满压力。
Full of storms, full of pressure, and full of danger.
有一样有趣的地方就是 fellowship 这个字。
A interesting correlation is that the word fellowship
刚刚就是 fellow 加上ship。
It is fellow plus ship.
让我们联想起好像一班同伴坐在船上的画面。
And we can picture that these are a companion sitting in a boat.
是向着同一个方向航行。
They were sailing in the same direction.
在风浪当中我们可以互相扶持。
And in through the storm, we can support one another.
当然不单止是我们弟兄姊妹互相扶持了。
Not only is it that the brothers and sisters can support one another.
在我们觉得无助，觉得彷徨的时候。
And when we are hopeless, when we feel helpless.
现在坐在天父右边的耶稣基督。 都是藉着圣灵和我们同在。
Jesus Christ who sits on the right hand of God through the Spirit is also with us.
就好像在马可福音当中，耶稣总是在门徒觉得很危难的时候，他就出现了。
And just like in the Gospel of Mark, whenever the disciples are in danger or in distress, Jesus appears.
接下来我们会通过今天的经文来看耶稣基督的几种身份。
And here through the passage we are reading today, we will look at various different identities of Jesus.
我们来思考这些身份有什么安慰和鼓励给我们。
We will contemplate how these identities will bring us comfort and encouragement.
第一个身份是耶稣基督是十字架的君王。
The first identity is that Jesus is the King of the Cross.
这段经文是发生在五饼二鱼的神迹之后。
This incident happens after the feeding of the 5,000 through the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
45节我们看到耶稣随即催门徒上船。 先到到 那边白菜大去，叫他等，等他叫众人散开。
In verse 45, we hear that immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd.
值得去谂一谂嘅就系， 點解喺五餅二魚咁偉大嘅神蹟之後，耶穌係急住叫門徒上船呢？
It is worthy to think about why, after a miracle of feeding the 5,000, that Jesus had an urgency to send his disciples to across the sea.
如果係我哋會覺得，哇！呢個係一個良好嘅擴展教會事工嘅機會嚟嘅。
To us, sometimes we may feel that this is a great opportunity to expand the gospel.
如果讓門徒留喺耶穌身邊，咁佢哋可以藉著呢個神蹟。俾人帶嚟嘅衝擊，順便傳福音，呼召人跟從耶穌。
So if the disciples stayed with Jesus and through the miracle, more people may come to follow Jesus.
我哋睇下約翰福音六章十四到十五節，佢講俾我哋聽點解耶穌要咁樣做。
In John chapter 6 verse 14 to 15, it tells us why Jesus did what he did.
經文咁樣講。
The scripture says,
眾人看見耶穌所行的神蹟，就說這真是那要到世間來的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Verse 14, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This indeed the prophet is the prophet who is coming into the world." Perceiving that they were about,
有冇读咗喺度？
Perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
哦，原来喺喂饱咗五千人之后。眾人係煽動咗一種狂熱嘅情緒。
So that we see that after the feeding of 5,000, the mass of people went into an emotional frenzy.
佢哋要逼耶穌作王。
They want to force Jesus to be king.
而且因為呢個神蹟，佢哋就認為耶穌係那要到世間來的先知。
And because of this miracle, they thought that this Jesus was the prophet that was supposed to come.
點解會有咁樣嘅諗法呢？
Now why would they think that?
原來呢件事係咁啱發生喺逾越節嘅附近嘅。
Because this incident, the miracle, took place near at the time of Passover.
逾越節係紀念咩事件啊
？Now what does the Passover commemorate?
出埃及嘅事件係嘛
？Exodus from Egypt.
喺佢哋出埃及之後，喺曠野漂流嘅時候，摩西係用瑪拿餵飽咗60,000男人。
And when they exited from Egypt, Moses in the wilderness fed over 600,000 people with manna in the wilderness.
而家耶穌用五餅二魚餵飽咗5,000個男人。
Now Jesus feeds 5,000 men with five loaves and two fishes.
喺出埃及記，摩西問神：喂，我喺邊度攞咁多肉？
In Exodus, Moses asked God, "Where do I get all these food or meat to feed these people?"
喺呢度，門徒問：我哋喺邊度賣餅俾咁多人食咧
？And in our passage today, the disciples also asked, "Where do we buy food for these people to eat?"
當時有十二支派。
At Moses' time, there were 12 tribes.
而家有十二個門徒。
Now there are 12 disciples.
食飽之後有十二男子嘅餅碎。
And after eating, they had left over 12 baskets of crumbs.
如果你記得摩西曾經講過，就係話神要喺你哋嘅弟兄中間給你們興起一位先知像我。
If you remember, Moses has said, God will raise up for you a prophet from among your brethren like me.
所以而家佢哋見到五餅二魚，將呢啲線索一一嘅對應。
So now when they see the miracles of the five loaves and two fish, they put these two incidents together one by one.
然后他们就醒悟过来，and they, 这个人就是摩西所预言的那位赐他的先知。
And they conclude that this person is the prophet that Moses prophesied.
既然摩西可以将百姓带来埃及，他们的奴役的地方。
If Moses was able to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt,
那现在耶稣可以做什么？
What can Jesus do now?
而家耶穌應該可以將佢嘅百姓帶領佢哋推翻羅馬政權嘅壓迫，係咪啊
？Now Jesus can lead them out of the suppression of the Roman Empire, right?
呢個就係佢哋點解一腔熱情要強迫耶穌作王嘅原因。
And that's why they were so excited and in a frenzy to make Jesus their king.
經文話耶穌要催門徒上船。
And the scripture tells us that Jesus had to urge the disciples into the boat.
可能係因為門徒都想要同百姓一齊去逼耶穌作王。
And I think that maybe even the disciples want to, like the masses, want to make Jesus king also.
因為我哋知道耶穌啊，門徒跟從耶穌係因為佢哋希望以色列復國。
We know that the disciples follow Jesus because they want Israel to become a free nation.
如果耶穌成為以色列嘅王，咁呢班門徒 咪就係成為開國嘅功臣咯。
So if these, Jesus was able to revive the country, then they will become like the father of the nations.
從字面上嚟睇，門徒係唔係不太願意上船嘅？
And literally, we see that the disciples were reluctant to get into the boat. Because Jesus had to urge them onto the boat. Here we see the urgency of Jesus and the reluctancies of the disciple. Have you ever liked to get your kids to leave while they're in the park? They don't want to leave like the disciples. So therefore, Jesus have to urge or compel them to get into the boat. Even though Jesus is almost like putting cold water onto them to quench their frenzy, on one hand is that Jesus' time to reign has not come. On the other hand, Jesus is not the king that the people expected. At that time, Jesus was under, I mean, the people, Israelites were under the oppression of the Roman government.
And
just like in 1500 years earlier, the Israelites were under the slavery of the Egyptians. If you are familiar with Exodus, when Moses was 40 years old, he left the royal palace to see how his people were being oppressed.
And
when he saw that the Egyptians were bullying his own people, through his anger, he killed an Egyptian. But next day, as Moses went out again, and when he saw there was bullying happening, but at that time, it was between two countrymen. I believe that Moses' worldview was greatly affected. We always think that oppression usually takes place between races,
性別之間,
in between genders,
階級之間,
between classes of people.
但是在摩西眼前的這兩個人,
but in the eyes of Moses before him,
他們是同樣的種族, 他們都是希伯來人,
they were both of the same nationality, they were Hebrews.
同樣的性別, 他們都是男人,
they were both of the same sex, they were both men.
同樣的階級, 他們都是奴隸,
and they were the same class because they were all slaves.
結果欺壓的事情是依然發生,
but bullying still took place.
摩西以為壓迫是來自外族人,
Moses thought the oppression usually comes from the foreigners. Then at that point, he realized that the oppression comes from sin in man. If Jesus was to become the king and take away our oppression, he need to solve the problem that is in our hearts. What is the attitude of a king?
我看到中女主日的時候,耶穌是以君王的姿態,但是騎著驢子進城。
We know that during the Palm Sunday, that as Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, he entered in as a king.
有沒有想過為何耶穌是騎驢子而不是騎馬?
But then, did you ever think why Jesus was riding a donkey and not a horse?
如果你找一幅偉大的藝術的作品,
if you look at the paintings, that whenever they depict a king, he's always riding on a horse. A king riding on a donkey will never win. But Jesus rode on a donkey to bring a message. I am the king. But I'm not the king that you are expecting. You think that I'm here to push back the oppression of the empire?
推翻一個政黨
to be a political person.
如果我改變嘅只係外在嘅嘢
if I change only thing that is external,
就算你而家暫時脱離奴役
even if you are now taking out of slavery,
你係會馬上又俾新嘅嘢所奴役
you will be immediately been enslaved by something else.
弟兄姊妹，真正奴役人嘅係人自己嘅罪。
Brothers and sisters, the true enslaver is of man is sin itself.
咁你就明白點解我哋傳福音係一件世上最偉大嘅事情。
And we realize that why bringing forth the gospel is the greatest thing that we can do.
最緊要嘅唔係去改變政治格局。
The most important thing is that we're not to change the political landscape.
唔係去推廣人權運動。
Or to promote human rights.
而係福音事工嘅擴展。
But it is the expansion of the gospel.
就係出現緊咁樣嘅原因，耶穌係必須要潑門徒冷水嘅。
It's because of this reason that Jesus had to pour cold water on them.
佢要逃避嗰啲逼佢作王嘅百姓。
He need to escape from the people who wanted to force him to be king.
因為佢要做更偉大嘅君王。
Because he had to become an even greater king.
亦都係最謙卑嘅君王。
That is a more humble king. He had to be the king of the cross. Let's look at Jesus' second identity. He is the high priest who intercedes for us.
經文告訴我們聽，當耶穌驅散了群眾之後，他是上山禱告。
The scripture tells us that after he had dispersed the crowd, he went into the mountain.
馬可沒有直接告訴我們聽，為什麼耶穌要上山禱告。
Mark didn't tell us the reason why he went to the mountain
to pray. 可能是因為群眾逼他作王這個舉動，讓他意識到現在來到他事工的一個轉折點了。
Perhaps because the masses want to make him king, he may realize this may be a turning point of his ministry.
所以他要上山有獨處的時間。
So he went to the mountains for solitude time.
單獨的同父去禱告。
And to pray alone to the Heavenly Father.
所以如果連耶穌都要單獨禱告的時間。
So even if Jesus needed time alone to pray,
我們非常容易落入試探。
Don't we also in our prone to fall for temptation, don't we need to even pray harder?
有人逼耶稣作王，耶稣佢系无罪嘅，佢都会惊，佢都要需要同神有祷告嘅时间。
The people wanted to make him king, and he even have to come before God to pray with God.
我哋身边有几多试探？
How many things around us that tempts us?
圣经有句经文叫我哋要恒常祷告，不停嘅祷告。
The scripture repeatedly tells us we are to pray continually.
施母真对嗰节经文有个好简单嘅解释。Spurgeon.
Oh, Spurgeon has a explanation of this phrase.
非常之简单嘅啫。
A very simple explanation.
因为你无时无刻都喺试探当中，所以你要无时无刻都祷告。再简单。
Because you, his explanation is that you are in temptation at all times, so at all times you are to pray.
所以喺我哋人生嘅每个抉择。
So therefore, in every decision that we make,
无论你系经历紧高峰定系低谷
，whether no matter what stage of life you're in, whether you are in high or on the low valleys,
你都系喺好多嘅试探当中。
You are within many temptations.
时常揾一个安静嘅地方跪低，将一切嘅心思放喺神嗰度。
Therefore, we need to find a quiet place and we need to kneel before God to ask Him to help us.
咁你先至可以专心咁样去跟从神。
Only then can you focus on following God.
翻翻嚟经文呢度。
As we come back to the scripture,
我哋要记得系耶稣嘅意思，要门徒上船出海嘅。
We remember that it was the intent of Jesus to send his disciples out into sea.
可以话其实成个过程都系喺耶稣嘅安排之下发生嘅，系咪
？We can say that now this is what Jesus planned, right?
所以我哋可以合理咁样去推断。耶稣一定系有为十二门徒同埋接住落嚟要发生嘅事情去祈祷嘅。
So we can properly interpret that Jesus may have prayed for them on the mountain for his disciples.
而家呢个画面系神喺天上，耶稣喺山上，门徒喺海上。
So the picture we see Heavenly Father in heaven, Jesus on the mountain, and disciples in the sea.
咁就系一个神人之间嘅中保，为喺海上面挣扎嘅一个小船，嗰个教会去祈祷嘅一个画面。
Here we depict the picture of Jesus in the middle interceding for his disciples on the sea.
就是大祭司和中保为我们祈祷的画面。
And this is the picture of the high priest who intercedes for us.
耶稣的祈祷给我们带来怎样的安慰？
What does Jesus' prayer, what kind of comfort does it bring us?
希伯来书七章廿四到廿五节咁样讲。
In the Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24 to 25 it says,
这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长久活着，替他们祈求。
But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the utmost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个世界有边个一定不会记得你的代祷事项的？
And brothers and sisters, is there anyone who will always remember your prayer list?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
时刻为你祈求。
He will intercede for you at all times.
我们的大祭司耶稣基督。
He is our high priest, Jesus Christ.
耶稣总是知道，因为他总是见到我们。
Jesus sees us at all times.
47, 48节告诉我们听。
In verse 47 to 48, it tells us,
耶稣从祈祷的山上面下来，他望向加利利海，从远处看见门徒在海上面挣扎。
It says that,Jesus came down from the mountain of prayer, looking toward the Sea of Galilee. He saw the disciples struggling in the sea.
耶稣的看不是一种我不觉意见到。
And Jesus, when he sees, it's not like incidentally I saw them.
他是主动的要去观察，要去看看他们的情况怎样。
That is, he actively wanted to see what the situation was.
所以他看到是因为他在乎。
He saw because he paid attention.
我哋唔知道佢點樣可以睇到三英里以外嘅大海。
I don't know how he can see three miles away. The distance of 3 miles away.
係用肉眼啦，定係用佢神性嘅全知？我哋唔知道。
Did he use his physical eyes, or did he use his divine nature to see what's going on?
但係重點係耶穌關注。
But the important point is Jesus cared.
如果你好似門徒一樣，因為聽耶穌。
If you were like the disciples, because of Jesus, Jesus saw them and cared for them. Jesus cared for the church and every member. And that is under this circumstance that he prayed for us continually.
接下来我们看耶稣的第三个身份。
And as we come, we see the third identity of Jesus.
这一点我们会稍微多少少详细的内容。
We would spend a little bit more time on this part.
第三样是耶稣是掌管风浪的主。
The third identity is that Jesus is the Lord over the storm.
经文告诉我们，门徒去对岸的这个进展是很难、很慢的。
And we see that as the disciples were going to the other side of the sea, it was very slow.
因为有一阵很强烈的大风吹着他们。
And we see that there is a strong wind that blew against them.
那我们就将帆收起来，只能够划桨。
That they could only put down the sail and only paddle.
可能已经是划桨划了几个钟头了。
Perhaps they may have been paddling for many hours.
但是没有任何进展。
But they didn't advance.
经文话耶稣见到他们摇橹甚苦。
And here the scripture tells us they were straining at the oar.
这里的苦真的讲他们很痛苦地在划艇。
Here the straining means that they were physically, painfully rowing the boat.
可能大家未必试过，但是如果你试过在风浪当中去划船的话。
Maybe many of you have not experienced it, but if you have ever experiencing rowing in a storm.
我试过是又湿。又冻又攰又头晕。
I experienced it that it was wet, it was cold, it was tiring, it was dizzying.
门徒当中有好几个系好经验老道嘅渔夫嚟。
Among the disciples, there were many experienced fishermen.
每日都喺海中度日嘅。
They spend their lives sailing the sea.
所以佢哋系见过各种嘅惊涛骇浪。
They must have seen different types of storms.
但系如果风浪系足够嘅大。连划桨的专业人士都是束手无策。
And if the storm was great enough, even the professional paddlers or fishermen are helpless and embarrassed.
现在耶稣见到门徒的情况,
and now Jesus sees the disciples' situation.
在四更天, 即是凌晨的3到6点之间, 他决定去他们那里,
so at the fourth watch of the night, which is around 3 to 6 o'clock, he went to them.
他是以步行在海面上的方式,
he went to them by walking on the sea.
耶稣用的言语是很清楚的, 马可用的言语是很清楚的, 耶稣是真的行在海面上面。
Mark's use of the language is very clear. Jesus walked on the sea.
当不信的人读到这段经文的时候,
when unbelievers, when they read this passage, when they read this passage,
他们会想, 人是不可能行在水面上面的。
It says that they would think that man cannot walk on water.
马可写这段经文要表达什么的寓意呢?
Maybe, what is Mark trying to tell us?
他们千方百计地用很多种方法来解释经文的意思。
They would use many different theories and explanations to explain this passage.
偏偏拒绝以最直接、最简单的方式来解读。
They would purposely simply refuse what Mark is saying.
当马可说耶稣行在海面上的时候,
when Mark says that Jesus walked on water,
马可的意思就是, 耶稣行在水面上。
Mark meant that Jesus walked on water.
我们读者应该是要先按照作者的写作去解读他的意思。
The readers must first use the intent of the author to understand what he's saying.
解读到之后, 你接不接受是另一回事。
After interpreting, whether you accept it or not, that's up to you.
但是不要歪曲作者的原意。
But don't change the intent of the author.
因为如果你 错误地解读他的意思,
but if you intentionally misinterpret what the author is saying, you will miss out on a lot of theological understanding.
其实有一点我是同意那些不信的人,
but in reality, there's a point that I agree with those who don't believe.
就是他们说人是不可能行在水面上, 我同意。
That is that when they say that man cannot walk on water, I agree with that.
正因为普通人是不可能行神迹,
in reality, a ordinary person cannot walk on water.
我们才知道行神迹的不是普通人。
And so that we know that a person who performs miracle is not an ordinary person.
现在我们想想这个画面,
if you think about this picture,
耶稣在黑暗的时候,
it's that when, think of this picture, when Jesus is walking in the darkness of time in a sea of chaos,
有没有令你想起任何的经文?
Does it remind you of any particular scripture?
在黑暗的时候,行在混乱的海面上面,
that is walking in dark, in a time of darkness, in a time of, in a sea of chaos.
你一定有读过的,
you must have read it before.
创世纪,
it's the beginning of Genesis.
地是空虚混沌,
the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
在旧约的观念里面,
the concept of darkness and storm usually depicts something dreadful that is going to happen.
所以在创造的时候, 神是要通过创造光,
so therefore, at the time of creation, God had to create light so that light can control darkness. And after that, Jesus separated the water from the land so that man will have a space to live on land.
而在神开口之前,
and even before God opened his mouth,
是神的灵运行在水面上面,
it was the Spirit of God that was on the surface of the water. It represents that even darkness and the waters were under the control of God.
除了神的灵以外,
even aside from this of the Spirit, other passages in the scripture also tell us, depict God walking on water. Let me give you a couple of examples.
约伯记9章8节,
in Job chapter 8,
9 verse 8,
he alone stretched out the heavens and tread on the waves of the sea.
诗篇77篇19节,
in Psalms 77 verse 19,
你的脚中无人知道,
the psalmist says that your path leads through the sea. your ways through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. These passages tell us that God was walking on water. And having these Old Testament scriptures as reference,
耶稣行在海面上的神学意义就呼之欲出了。So
therefore, the theological significance of Jesus is now here.
耶稣运行在水面上，他就是创造天地万物的主。
Jesus can walk on water because he is the creator of heaven and earth.
所以如果你将焦点用来，我怎么用科学来解释耶稣行在水面上？
So if you were to use science and try to explain this passage, you would be going in the wrong place, having the wrong message.
回到馬可的經文，其實有一處有啲奇怪嘅地方，我哋睇睇。And
there is also some strange occurrence in the book of Mark.
48節嘅後半句究竟講乜嘢？
In the second part of verse 48, what is it talking about?
往他们那里去，意思系要走过他们去。
When it says that he meant to pass by them,
英文系 he meant to pass by them, 经过佢哋。
That he was to pass by them.
即系话耶稣唔系要行在水面上行到去佢哋嗰度，唔系，系要经过佢哋。
So here it depicts that Jesus was not to walk to them or toward them. He was to walk past them. What does that mean?
是不是耶稣原来是想偷偷地经过吓吓他们，给他们surprise？
Was it Jesus was just to walk by them and then scare them, give them the surprise?
我想最安全的解经的方法应该是已经解经，是不是？
And I guess the most important way to interpret the Bible is through other passages of the Bible.
要明白这个所谓的经过，我们同样是要翻翻圣经。
So therefore, to understand what is to be passed by them, we need to go back to the scripture.
我想跟大家介绍一个神学的词汇。
Let me try to introduce you to a term in theology,
叫做神圣显现,
which is termed theophany.
当神在旧约当中显现的时候,
when God presented himself or revealed himself, that is termed theophany. That is, we can see an image that we can see that that is how God revealed himself. It's kind of complicated, but let me give you an example.
创世纪当神同亚伯拉罕立约的时候,
In Genesis, when God was when God was making a covenant with Abraham,
经文说有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火从那些肉中流烟这两个字经过。
The scripture tells us that there was a smoking furnace and a burning torch that passed through the meat.
这个是一次的神圣显现。
Here it was a incidence of theophany. In another incident, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, Moses had asked God and begged God to show me your glory.
然后神跟他说,
but God told them, you cannot see my face, because if you see my face, you will die.
21节，耶和华说， 在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。
But God said, there is a place where you stand on a rock.
22节, 我的荣耀经过的时候。
Verse 22, as when my glory passes.
这段经文就是讲神的荣耀在摩西面前经过。
That is to say, the scripture tells us that as God's glory passes in front of Moses.
另一处重要的经文是列王纪上19章。
And another example of theophany is 1 Kings chapter 19.
先知以利亚的故事呢?
Here it tells us the story of Elijah.
他因为要逃避敌人的追杀，他就躲在西乃山的洞穴当中。
Because he had to escape the pursuit of his enemies, he had to hide in the cave on Mount Sinai.
神向他显现，以利亚在这里做什么？
God revealed himself and said, Elijah, what are you doing here?
以利亚就是，我为神你大发热心，但是以色列人背弃你的约，拆毁你的坛，用刀杀你的先知，剩低我一个人。
In verse 10, he says, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altar, and put your priests to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me.
以利亚感到绝望,
Elijah was hopeless.
留意呢一度，陣間我哋翻翻去馬可嘅時候，嗰班門徒都係感到絕望。以利亞感到絕望。
We remember this because later when we go back to the mark of, with the disciples, we would talk of similarity that Moses experienced hopelessness.
佢以為淨係得佢自己喺度侍奉神。
He thought that he was the only one serving God.
然後十一節。
But in verse 11,
耶和華說：你出來站在山上，在我面前。
And Jesus, God says that, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord.
見到經文怎麼說嗎? 那時耶和華從那裡經過。
And you hear, as you see the scripture, for the Lord is about to pass by.
然後有一些烈風又崩山之類的現象發生。
And there, immediately after you see that there are powerful winds and the eruptions of the mountains took place.
所以在以利亞的屬靈危機當中，跟摩西一樣都是經歷到神的榮耀經過這個的神性顯現。
So here Elijah experiencing the God, the glory of God passing before him.
那你就明白點解馬可用經過呢個動詞。
Therefore, you now you explain that why Mark in our passage will use the pass by with this phrase. Use this phrase.
佢要講俾我哋聽，耶穌行在海面上係佢嘅神性顯現。
And he is to retell us that as Jesus walks on water, it is a theophany of Christ.
即係話耶穌就係創造天地萬物嘅嗰一位獨一真神。
It is to say that Jesus is the creator of all things. He is the true living God.
He is 神的第二个位格，同父神同质同荣，同尊。
He is the second person of the Trinity, that he has the same glory, honor, and power.
这个是一个神圣显现。
This is a theophany.
但是可惜的是，门徒并没有从这个神圣显现当中见到神任何的荣耀，他们见不到。
What disappointing is that the disciples cannot see any of this part of theophany.
见到的是鬼的显现。
They saw a ghost.
49节。
In verse 49,
门徒见到，看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪。
And here in verse 49, it says that the disciples saw him walking on the sea. They thought it was a ghost and they cried out.
當然我們可以想像門徒見到是一個怎樣怪異的畫面。
And it's obviously you can think of what the disciples thought and what was that picture.
耶穌不是行在平靜的水面上面。
God was not walking on calm water.
當時是波濤洶湧的海面來的。
At that time, it was filled with waves.
那所以耶穌行是怎樣行啊?
How did Jesus walk?
有時候高，有時候低，這樣行的。
And he would walk up and down and up and down along with the waves.
隨著波浪一直向前推進。
And he was pushed forward by the waves.
確實是一種令人有少少毛骨悚然的畫面來的。
It could be a very eerie picture.
門徒知道自己見到的一定是一件超自然的事情。
The disciples realized they were seeing something that was supernatural.
但是他們理解不到這個是神性顯現。
But they did not realize this is like divine revelation or theophany.
他們見到是一個鬼怪。
They saw it as a ghostly thing.
因為當時有一種流行的迷信。
Because during their time, there was this superstition.
認為大海動盪因為有鬼怪來臨。
That the turbulence of the sea was a result of ghostly characters.
所以門徒是真的害怕的。
So in reality, the disciples were really in fear.
害怕到叫起來。
They were so fearful, they cried out.
然後五十節，耶穌連忙對他們說，你們放心，是我，不用怕。
But in verse 50, Jesus said,Take courage, it's I. Do not be afraid.
但是中文是我这两个字又有神学意思在那里。
But the word I am in Chinese, there are different theological messages.
可以翻译为我是。
It could be interpreted as I am.
其实这里的希腊原文呢是 ego eimi 这个词组。
In reality, the word that he says it is I, it can be translated back to the original Greek text as ego eimi.
Ego 的意思就是我的意思。
Echo means I.
Eimi 的意思就是我是的意思。
Eimi is I, and eimi is I am.
所以你听到重复了一个我字。
To hear you see a repetition of I.
原因是因为希腊文的动词形式本身是包含了人称，人称在那里的。
That is in the Greek language that the verb usually contains a pronoun.
Eimi 就已经是第一人称的动词，就已经是我是的意思。
Eimi is the first person verb, so it already contains the I in it.
所以一般情況係唔需要有 echo 呢個詞。
So in general terms, that you do not need to add echo in front of it.
除非係特登要強調語氣 echo Amy.
Unless you are to have a special emphasis in tone to say echo Amy.
而呢一個組合其實喺舊約聖經希列文當中係一個專有嘅用法。
And here is in the traditional Greek, this is of the Old Testament. This is how they use it in a special case.
有人知道係邊度出嚟嘅
？Do you know where in what passage has been used？ 係
用嚟翻譯出埃及記三章十四節。
It is used in the translation of Exodus chapter 3 verse 14.
我係自有永有嘅神。
Is I am God who I am？
亦即係話耶和華呢個字嘅意思。
In other words, Yahweh。
当门徒恐惧的时候
，When the disciples were in fear，
耶稣的介绍自我介绍是 Echo Amy。
Jesus introduced himself as Echo Amy。
他用神的名来讲给门徒听，你哋见到的不是鬼怪的显现，而是神圣显现。
He used the name of God to tell them what you are seeing is not ghostly, it is God Himself。
然后耶稣上了船
，And then Jesus went onto the boat。
风就停咗
，the storm stopped。
再一次，耶稣平静咗海面上嘅风浪
，and that is Jesus stopped the storm on the sea。
更重要嘅系平静咗门徒心中嘅风浪
，and more importantly, he calmed the storm in the hearts of the disciples。
弟兄姊妹，呢度我哋见到嘅好似系我哋嘅人生写照。
But this is here what we are seeing is a reflection of our lives。
我哋人生似系一种航海嘅旅行。
We are living a life that is sailing on a voyage.
當然，去過 cruise 嘅牧師啊之類，去過 cruise 嘅你會知道嘅感受係點樣嘅。
Of course, if you've been on a cruise, many of you know what it feels like.
有時候係風平浪靜嘅。
And sometimes it is very calm.
哇，你可以休息，可以欣賞風景嘅。
And you can just relax and enjoy the scenery.
但係你嘅生命有時候係會進入黑暗當中。
And sometimes your life might be entering into time of darkness.
遇到驚濤海浪。
You are experiencing storms.
令到你忽然間發現，原來生命當中係有好多嘢係我掌管唔到。
And it makes you realize there are some things in your life that you have no control over.
原來嗰啲嘢唔係淨係會臨喺嗰啲新聞當中嘅悲慘嘅人身上，原來係會嚟到我身上嘅。
And it's not only what takes place in people you see in the news that happens to them, but it can happen to you.
弟兄姊妹，我哋點樣解決呢一種生命當中嘅不確定性
？And brothers, how do we explain or treat these uncontrollable things？
有人認為只要我嘅航海嘅技術夠好。
Some people would say that if I have great professional skills,
我有專業技能，我有生存技能。
If I have skills and I have the ability to survive,
一定冇問題。
Then there shouldn't be a problem.
但係就算你見到嘛，每日出海打魚嘅漁夫，專業嘅漁夫，都會遇到一啲令佢哋搖腦甚苦、甚驚慌嘅時候，都會發生嘅。
But you see in the scripture that even these professional fishermen, when they went into the oceans, they've met with storms that are beyond their control.
有人認為，咁我整一艘超級大船啦，超級遊輪啦，係咪
？And some people say that if I make a very big ship or maybe like a cruise ship,
只要船夠大，遇到咩風浪都唔怕。
If the ship is big enough, then no matter what kind of storm comes, we can handle it.
但係我哋可能都聽過有個悲劇，就係號稱唔會沉嘅嗰架鐵達尼號。
Perhaps you have heard of the ship that will never sink.The Titanic.
第一次出航嘅時候就沉咗。
It sunk on the first time at sea.
所以我哋係要醒過嚟，真係有啲人手所造嘅船，堅固無比嘅生命嘅保障嗎
？We need to really to contemplate: Is there something that man can make that will protect us from anything？
如果我哋將盼望係放喺自己嘅能力身上
，If we are to put our hope on our own abilities。
你係只能夠每日都活喺一種恐慌、不安、憂慮當中。
You will only be living in a fearful and uncontrollable environment.
你嘅心情係好反覆嘅。
And your emotions will be unstable.
你今日開心係因為而家暫時風平浪靜。
You are happy today because at present your life is calm.
但係風浪要嚟，佢就嚟㗎啦。
But if the storm comes, whenever it comes.
可能係疫情嘅爆發
，perhaps like the pandemic。
可能你做身體檢查
，or perhaps
產前檢查
，or perhaps your news of your medical exam or pregnancy exam。
可能係股市崩盤
or the stock market crash,
政治动荡,
or there is political unrest.
所以我们要想我们平安的基础究竟在哪里?
So we need to know what is the foundation of our peace.
在这个堕落的世界当中, 黑暗和风浪是无可避免的。
In this fallen world, darkness and storm is unavoidable.
就算我们信主, 我们基督徒不会因为信主而避免到苦难。
And even if you are a believer, a follower of Christ, you cannot escape suffering.
而基督要给我们的安慰, 就是一句非常简单, 但是充满力量的一句自我宣告。
But what Jesus wants to tell us,
给我们一句很简单, 但是很powerful的一句自我宣告。
Jesus wants to give us a simple proclamation, which is simple but yet
powerful.
Powerful.
Echo Amy, 你们放心, 不用怕。
Echo Amy. You need take heart. Don't be afraid. We cannot control storms. But he can control storms. He is the person who is in control of storms. He is I am. The everlasting God. You and I don't have to control the storm. We only need to rely on the God, the Lord of the storm. Even in the storms that are in your heart, the fears that are in your heart, these fears can be calmed by hearing the word Echo Amy. We need to be quiet and know that He is God. In reality, the storm still exists. Because you know God, now the perception of the storm has changed. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that through this you can ride the waves through the storm? You could have that courage. In Matthew's, we saw that in depicting the same incidents that when Peter saw Jesus, he went out on the boat to walk on water like Jesus. But when Peter turned his sight from Jesus and looked at the storm, because of his fear, he sank. This is what Matthew wrote about this incident. You can read it again at home later. And the fourth identity and the final conclusion, Jesus is our great shepherd.
大家是不是还记得一开始的时候是耶稣催门徒上船出海的吗?
Do you remember from the very beginning of this passage that Jesus had urged his disciples into the boat?
所以门徒是因为听耶稣的吩咐而遇到大风浪的。
So the disciples came upon the storm because Jesus commanded them to go.
耶稣知道他们会在海上挣扎。
Jesus knew they were to have a struggle on the sea.
耶稣特登一个人上山祷告。
Jesus purposely went to the mountain by himself.
在特定的时间来给门徒一次神圣显现。
At a particular time, he reappeared before the disciples.
你可能会问, 为什么耶稣要安排这一次的事件?
And you would say that, why would Jesus set this plan?
我们不需要估, 因为经文有给我们直接答案。
We do not need to guess because the scripture gives us a direct answer.
52节告诉我们,
in verse 52 it tells us,
这是因为他们不明白分饼的事, 心里还是如幻。
It is because they did not understand the meaning of the five loaves and two fishes and their hearts were hardened.
今天的经文和分饼有什么关系?
Then what does today's passage have to do with the feeding of the 5,000?
简单来说就是在五饼二鱼的神迹当中,
that is simply to say is that through the feeding of the 5,000, the five loaves and two fish,
门徒应该要明白一件事,
Jesus should have, I mean, the disciples should have understood one thing.
耶稣不单止是人, 他还是神圣的存在,
that Jesus was not only a man, but he was the divinity in person.
除了神有哪个可以用几个饼几条鱼喂饱成千上万的人
？Aside from God, who can feed 5,000 men with just five loaves and two fish？
但系佢哋见唔到耶稣嘅神圣。
But they do not see the divinity of God。
反而同百姓同众人一样。
And they were like the people around them。
净系见到一个可以解放佢哋脱离罗马政府压迫嘅君王。
They only see that he is a person who can take them out of the suppression of the Roman Empire。
马可甚至讲俾佢哋听，佢哋唔明，系因为佢哋心里愚顽。
And Mark even tells us that they did not understand because their hearts were hardened。
唔系因为冇证据见到嘅。
It's not because they don't have the evidence that they can see。
好多时候人唔明白耶稣嘅身份，唔系因为证据唔够。
And a lot of times people don't understand Jesus is not because they don't have enough evidence。
唔系因为佢哋嘅 IQ 唔够。
Not because they don't have a high IQ。
心里愚顽。
But it is their heart that hardened.
因为罪的原因心很刚硬。
Because of their sin, their hearts are hardened.
所以用很多不同的方法来解释神迹。
So they use different methods or theories to explain miracles.
就是不愿意接受耶稣是神，这个最简单最直接的答案。
They just simply don't want to admit that Jesus is God.
现在门徒，现在耶稣已经行在水面上。
So here, as Jesus sees that Jesus walked on water,
自我介绍 Echo Amy.
He has already introduced himself as Echo Amy, I am.
平息了风浪。
He has already calmed the storm.
门徒的反应都正是停留在十分。
And the disciples still dwell in their state of being just amazed.
见到吗？连神迹都唔能够令佢哋产生信心。
So even seeing a miracle cannot produce faith.
耶稣见到，知道佢哋嘅属灵嘅境况。
Jesus knows their spirituality.
佢只能够继续内心嘅一次又一次用其他嘅事件嚟冲击佢哋嘅内心。
He can only patiently again and again reveal his deity.
所以经文的结尾告诉我们，
So here as this chapter ends,
他渡海来到一个地方叫做格尼撒勒，
That as they came to the shore of Gennesaret,
做什么？继续给他们更多的证据。
Now what did he do? He continued to show them more evidence.
或者在村道，或者在乡间，或者在城市，都有人要带一些病人放在街市上面。
Whether it is in a village or a city or a countryside, people had to bring sick people to put them in the marketplace.
希望摸摸耶稣件衫就可以得到医治。
They hoped that if they even just touched the garment of Jesus, that they would be healed.
所以耶稣不断地向门徒显现他的荣耀。
So therefore, Jesus continually revealed himself to the disciples.
因为他见到门徒属灵的需要。
Because he knew the spiritualities of the disciples and their need.
弟兄姊妹，这样我们就可以从另一个角度来理解我们生命当中的风浪。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can use another perspective of the storms in our lives.
如果耶稣是真是爱我们的大牧者，
If Jesus truly loves us as the great shepherd,
他一定是会对我们的属灵情况对症下药的。
He will prescribe what is needed for our spirituality.
我们以为神爱我就不会令我经历苦难。
We think that if God loves us, he will not put me in the storm.
但是事实上刚刚是相反的。
But in reality, it is the direct opposite.
正是因为神爱你，他一定会让你经历风浪。
Because God loves you, he will definitely put you in the storm.
诗篇廿三篇有一句咁样嘅经文。
In Psalm chapter 23, it tells us,
我虽行过死荫嘅幽谷
，Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death，
读嘅时候有冇谂过点解我哋会经历死荫嘅幽谷
？When you read this, do you ask why am I in the valley of death？
试下将上下文联系一齐
，and try to connect the top and the bottom。
答案就好明显嘅。
The answer is obvious。
系耶和华呢位牧者引领我哋经过死荫嘅幽谷。
That it is God who leads you into the valley of the shadow of death.
当大牧者引导我们行义路的时候，死荫的幽谷是必经之路来的，必经之路来的。当大牧者引导我们行 the path of righteousness 的时候，
When the great shepherd leads us in the path of righteousness,
死荫的幽谷是必经的地方来的。
And the road to the shadow of valley of death is
必经的，
it's not taken，
不可以避过的。
It's unavoidable。
点解佢要咁样做
？Now why does he have to do that？
当然系因为死荫嘅幽谷系我哋成圣所必须嘅经历。
Because the shadow of the valley of death is a a path that we need to take.
我们喜欢第一句,
we love the first part of the passage. We'd like to be taken to the green pasture and quiet streams. And we can understand what it means that I will not be in want. But as we read that the great shepherd will lead us in through the valley of the death of death, then we would understand what it means to not be in fear of evil. So to believe in God is not that, oh, my life is always calm, everything is so nice.
信靠神亦都包含咗喺黑暗当中、风浪当中，你可以有勇气乘风破浪。
To believe in God that even in darkness, in storms, you can still have courage because God is with you.
信靠神系无论逆境顺境，你都知道你与我同在。
Believe in God, it is not either in good times or bad times, God is with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我可以向你肯定一件事。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, I can be assured of one thing.
耶稣是一定会在夜晚催你上船出海的。
That Jesus will come in the dark of night and urge you to go into the sea.
他会让你卷入风浪当中。
He will allow you to be drawn into the storm.
甚至有时候他好像不在场一样。
And sometimes it seems that he's not even there.
目的是让你发现你的内心，你发现你自己是几咁弱小。
But it is the intention to see how weak you are. To break through the concepts that you think you can control, you can take it.
所以唯有是在黑暗当中，你耗尽你的力量，你感到很绝望的时候。
So in the time of darkness, when you come to a complete time of hopelessness,
你才会呼求和信靠那位掌管风浪的主。
Only then will you cry out and you trust in the Lord of the storm. This is the heart of the great shepherd. This is the leading of the great shepherd.
所以希望今天的经文可以帮助我们在黑暗当中、风浪当中都可以放心。
So here the scripture today help us that no matter what situation in darkness or through storm, we can be rest assured.
弟兄姊妹，我们的挣扎 耶稣基督是见到，亦都知道。
That Jesus sees our struggles.
因为他是长久活着，为我们祷告的大祭司。
Because he is the everlasting high priest.
他是掌管风浪的主。
He is the Lord of storms.
是我们的大牧者。
He is our great shepherd.
他知道自己要引我们到哪里去。
He knows where he needs to lead us.
他知道他在做什么。
He knows what he is doing.
他有一个妥当的计划。
He has a perfect plan.
是要加深我们对他的认识和信靠。
That is to increase our understanding of him and increase our trust in him.
是要磨练我们的生命。
To refine our lives.
让我们怀着这样的心来向他祷告。
Let us come with a thankful heart in prayer.
耶稣基督，我们多谢你。
Jesus, we come to thank you.
因为你现在就在天上。
We know that you are in heaven and you are with us through the Spirit. You pray for us. You know us and you see us. You care for our needs. So that no matter in what situation, whether in good times or bad times, we can come to praise you and rely on you. Help us through the storm that we can hear your proclamation. Your self-proclamation that you are Echo Amy, I am. That you are everlasting. You are creator of all things that you are in control of the storm. So that through the storm we can quiet ourselves and know that you are God. To believe that your leading has a purpose.
你帮助我们去知道，在死荫的幽谷都不怕遭害。That
even though through the valley, I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil.
求你帮助我们对这段经文有更深的体会。Lord,
help us to understand deeper this passage.
让我们在日常生活当中真系操练对你更多的信靠。And
as we live our lives, that we can train ourselves to trust you even more.
咁样祷告，奉耶稣名求。
We pray these things in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.